Message number 736. Just as the blind cannot see, there will be those amongst the church in Rome who can see but who will refuse to acknowledge the truth. Wednesday, March 20, 2013 at 07:15 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, my crucifixion is being relived all over again, and each part is connected to the time and the lead-up to my second coming. Now that my body, my church, has endured the scourging for so many years because of the spirit of evil, the crowning of thorns is now being inflicted on the leadership within my church. When the third thorn pierced my right eye, I could no longer see through it. Only through my other eye could I see the terrible pain which was experienced by my mother. Now that the crown of thorns pierces the head of my church in Rome, only one half will bear witness to the truth of the prophecies foretold. The other half will be blinded and will fail to see the damage which is to be meted out upon every part of my body, my church, in every nation in the world. Just as the blind cannot see, there will be those amongst the church in Rome who can see but who will refuse to acknowledge the truth. So painful will the truth be that it will be easier for these sacred servants of mine to take the easy path. Cowards, they will choose the path of desecration rather than take up their cross. For me. Then there will be those who love me, and this division will not deter them in a plan to help me salvage souls from certain death. These brave souls, filled with the grace of the Spirit of Fire, will fight to preserve my most holy sacraments. These are the clergy who will feed my flock during the persecution. Every grace will be granted to such pure souls, and they will in turn lead my remnant army to the gates of the new heaven and the new earth. It takes great courage to accept the word of God's prophets. It is never easy to hear the words of the prophets, whose words cut to their heart of souls like a double-edged sword. Their warnings are painful to hear but sweet because of the fruits they yield, for when the word of God is given as a gift, it offers salvation. Grasp my holy word as it is your lifeline. You, my beloved followers, are protected by the seal of the living God, and so you must never fear. Your enemies will scold you, insult you, and may persecute you, but it will be I, Jesus Christ, who will walk with you. You, my chosen few who respond to my call through your suffering, will redeem much of humanity in my eyes. I bless you. I give you peace and strength so that you can follow me without fear in your hearts. Your Jesus.